Hello, and welcome to Hanalyze This, a self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I'm Hannah Hart.
And I'm Hannah Gelb.
And today, we're going to be talking about live performance, our internal narratives, and the joys and wonders and benefits of Tetris. Enjoy!
I'm so sad because I realized I left my mug that says "Hi, my buddy" at your house.
And I know.
Now I can't see the mug just saying "Hi, my buddy."
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. If you haven't yet, check out my Instagram or the Hanalyze This Twitter, because we have the cutest new Hanalyze Pod mugs for our tier 2 patrons. They're cute.
Holy crap. I gotta post about those. Hold on. I'm making a note to self.
Well, you don't have the pictures to post yet.
Oh, I don't.
No, you don't.
All right. But this is coming out in the future where we will have the pictures.
Yes, you will. That's right. Yo, they're so cute. I'm so glad you like them. I know. I saw your mug here on the ground after you left, too, because you were here this weekend, which was incredible. Let's just get into the meat of it. Hannah Gelb, you joined me on Twitch. So brave of you. A mid-30s woman venturing on to a live streaming platform. How was it? Well, what did you think it was going to be like? How was it? Et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it was very chill, I have to say. Like, I thought it would be more, more pressure to, like, perform or be, like, constantly interesting or something. But, I think just reacting to games and what was going on and to what people were saying was really fun. And also, we have some, like, comedians in Hartopia who I really appreciated.
I love the chat. They crack me up, man. Yeah, I actually
started watching a little bit of the recorded stream because I wanted to see all the times I was yelling at you about Skyrim, and and I was like kind of going over the chat that I missed when we were actually streaming, and people are so funny, especially when I like turned off the PC with my toe.
Oh my god, I never watch anything again. I just can't stand it, so I don't. So what happened when you turned off the computer with your toe? For those of you who weren't there, by the way, we were in the middle of the stream and then all of a sudden just the computer shuts off and I'm like, right. Oh my god. And then I look and I see Hannah's toe has pressed the power button. To be fair, it's a very fun clicky little button, and your little toe was just looking for something to click,
right? It was
so sensitive,
Robin,
too,
my friend Robin was like, how she works in IT actually, she's like, how did your toe do this? And I was like, I don't understand. It's like the tower sitting on the ground, the button is facing me, I was sitting in the chair, toes facing the tower, like
makes perfect sense to me. they should work on making the button harder to push.
I agree.
It's a very gentle click. It's one of those clicks you can just like rub your finger over it and it's like click,
That's like the new kind of click.
The new kind of click. But what did you think Twitch was gonna be like before you went on to it? And I'm just saying this, guys, because, or everybody listening, because I feel like people have a lot of presumptions about Twitch. Like, if I said YouTube live or going live or live on Instagram, live on Twitter, live on anything, like, the live platform doesn't dictate what you're doing. But Twitch, because it was a gaming platform and had such a like strong reputation ahead of it, people are like, I would never go on Twitch. And I'm like, cool reply to me saying live on Twitch. Got it. I don't know what to tell you. It's a service. Today I did that, charcoal drawing.
Like, I think that person needs to take their vitamin D and maybe go for a walk and get some water. I wish we had We'll have to do it again because I really wanted to do this exercise where we do self-portraits of each other with watercolors. Yeah! And we just, but like time went by so fast.
God, Hannah, a self-portrait with watercolor? I would just draw like a big orange.
No, oval. No, dude. Let me, it's like you just, if you draw someone's face without looking at the paper in a continuous line, you basically have a very interesting bunch of squiggles, and then you can like watercolor in the squiggles, and then you have fucking
art,
fancy ass art, like art that you could be like, yeah, I'm gonna send this to a museum.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
okay,
dude,
done. Okay, I'm done. Yes, next time, you know, we can Twitch, we can do it remotely too, so next time we hang out, I really want to do that watercolor exercise. I
yeah, that sounds great. Oh, I will make it. I actually did one for the for those of you who don't know, I'm part of the happiness committee at my job. Which is the only thing about my job that makes sense for me.
Yeah.
And I one of the things,
you know,
I
Hannah,
did,
you're also a part of the happiness committee for my life.
Oh, good. It brings me much joy.
Yes, very good.
We did, during the throes of the pandemic, when really nobody was leaving the house, I did a crafternoon, and we did that activity, and people really enjoyed it. It's very fun. And
what was your craft that you did that crafternoon? By the way, crafternoon, I've never heard that word before in my life, and I love it.
Oh, we did that, the one I was just telling you about, the, like, draw.
The watercolor exercise?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you do scoop them all up and be like, I'm going to the MoMA.
I was going to say, if I can find mine, I did a self-portrait. I will post it on the Discord for show.
For show. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about the Twitch experience and like kind of the joys and benefits of gaming. But before that, actually, Hannah, there's something that, you know, I want to ask you a question, and it's a good one, you know, and I really kind of want to interview you around this topic. So I know we're going to talk about Tetris because Tetris is incredible.
Well, just to warn you, I am having a bit of an emotional day, so my answers might surprise you. But that's okay. Let's fucking do this.
Oh, great. Also, whoa, Hannah Gelb having an emotional day? What? That's like Hannah Harp saying, I'm late. Like, I'm late on this. I don't have it done yet. Yeah, no, okay. Don't even worry. Well, good. You're having an emotional day? Oh, great. Then this might actually this might make you feel really good then. So I'm going to ask you these surprise questions.
Surprise questions!
But first, a break!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Love this look.
Go on. We can be back from the break right now. I think that you loving my hair needs to be done. Go on, Hannah Gelb. I'm listening.
Well, I just feel like, you know, we haven't seen your natural hair color. It had been gone for a while.
It had.
And then you went dark. Literally.
Oh my god. Yes, I went I went dark both on the internet and on my head.
Yeah, but dude, I gotta say, that's like kind of the what do they call it? It's like the sides are short but the top is long. It's just like super cute, dude.
Oh yeah. Thanks, man. You know, I
like it.
I cut it myself. recently.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No, I cut it live on Twitch. You can watch it. See, guys? I'm dead serious. I cut it. I was experimenting with a fade. Oh yeah. No, wow. I haven't had my hair cut professionally since just before the wedding.
Oh my goodness. I'm so impressed, my dude.
Yeah, wow. You know, it's short, it grows so fast. I cut it all the time. I cut it this morning, actually. I also trimmed my bangs this morning.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, maybe short haircuts are this. It's kind of easy to maintain, you know? Like, especially, yeah, but hey, how dare you turn this on me?
Wait, where's that? Okay, sorry.
I have to ask you a question. Okay. So, Hannah, I don't know if you remember this, but one time you told me this, I think the very first time I realized how exhausting, like, your inner critic must be was when you said the following. You were like, man, this was in our early 20s, and you were like, man, I'm so tired of, like, hearing my own negative thoughts. Like, so-and-so complimented someone else's sweater, and I immediately thought, well, what's wrong with my sweater?
Oh, God.
Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
You do, right?
I think that, yes, I do. Well, and to be fair, in my early 20s, I think I was not going to therapy yet or medicated at all.
No, I know. Exactly. And so, okay. So then you're right.
That was, God, that's the worst.
You
literally can't, that level of, like, horrible judge depression is like, you'll be like, I'm going to eat an apple. And then your brain's like, you fucking idiot. You don't know anything about apples.
Yes. And so good. Okay, great. So now I think this is a little bit of like a progress high five check-in, because that was so intense to me. Like, I was like, oh my God, that sucks. Like, you know, if somebody is like saying, oh, thanks for grabbing that for me, man, you're so helpful, to someone else, and you listening immediately hear like, well, am I not helpful enough? God, that's so exhausting.
Oh my God, yeah, dude. And it's not like, am I not helpful enough? It's like, you're not helpful at all, asshole, stupid. I mean, when I know that I'm like, like, I haven't been in that headspace for a long time. But if I ever am in that space where I suddenly notice, like, no matter what is happening, my brain is like, it's just like a huge, like, oh,
dude,
this is like straight up pure heroin depression. It's not even me. It's just like this fucking. But why is it so mean?
I mean, complex PTSD. I don't know. You know, like, but wait, like, it's like you're triangulating yourself, like your negative, dark sided judge critic is triangulating you and literally anything else, like the world. And I want you to know, you know, because we've watched reality TV, because I've observed, and I'm not going to say when, where, or how, because the details don't matter. But Hannah, people do that to themselves. Like, this happens, you know? And I'm so happy that you're free from it, and I'm so or that you work at it, or that you found tools away from it. And I realize that, like, we've had analyze this for like 4 seasons now, and we've never talked about like that. Like, how do you not weaponize someone giving someone else a compliment?
That's a really good point, dude. Because I think partially we're set up to compare. And then as we say, if Hanalyze This had like a tombstone, mm-hmm. it would say comparison is death. It's mm-hmm. like comparison is death, comparison is death. I mean, I think we're very prone to just comparing ourselves to each other. So if you're already kind of in a not very healthy mental space, it just like happens so fast. And I think,
because I watch these housewives, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't even watch them. I'm like doing something else. I like put my earplugs in and I hear them. I hear Ella watching some housewife show. Yeah. And it's like, you know, these are names, but these aren't the names of the characters. Like Bethany says to Luann, like, boy, I really love those bracelets you're wearing. And then all of a sudden, Jennifer is like, that fucking bitch. And I'm like,
oh my
God,
right? Oh my gosh. Well, like,
reminded me of the sweater thing. Like, well, what's wrong with my sweater? It's like, nothing's wrong. Nobody's talking. It's like, fine, burn all my sweaters. It's like, what are you talking about? Just so and so. And like, who knows why Bethany complimented whatever that chick's name's bracelet is. Like, maybe they had a weird issue 10 minutes before they started. And she was like, I'm just going to throw her a comment. But like, we have no idea. But like, God, the feeling that like the world is built to point out your own flaws. Like, is that, or to like reinforce, like, well, here, you please. Like, I was like, Hannah overcame this, like, or not overcame, but works with it. Like,
right. Do I? No, well, I think I definitely have.
You 100% have made progress on that. Like, someone can compliment someone else in front of you and you don't want to die.
Right. In fact, I like to compliment people, you know?
And
I think a big part of it is like working on reinforcing the idea that there's room for everybody to be great or good or whatever. Like, someone else being great at X or having great sweater does not exclude you from greatness / sweaters. But I think our fucking horrible capitalist purgatory hell system really wants you to think that, because it's always like, well, like, scarcity, demand, there's just not enough to go around. There is not enough, like, if success, that, happiness, look, stuff, what, fucking stuff, gold, I guess, which is now $1,000 a ounce. I learned from watching Gold Diggers with Hannah Hart.
It was gold. It's Gold Rush.
Gold Rush. Yeah, that's right. Gold Diggers. Oh.
And we learn a lot about mechanical engineering in it, and I love it.
Oh my God. Yeah, totally.
Sluicing.
It's such a good word.
But like, let's say you saw like this sweet, nerdy, preteen teenager. Like, let's say you and I are hanging out and then like something happens and you can just tell that this teen is like struggling with this, has just now weaponized like someone receiving a positive, like against themselves, is like using it to reinforce. Like, what can you do? What can you say? Like, It can't just be that is it connected to your overall sense of wellness? Like, there's got to be some hope out there, man.
Oh, no, there definitely is. There,
like, how
is
would
hope,
you
man.
Start to advise someone who's like, I would like to not feel like everything's against me all the time? ? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a process. And honestly, if you were going to ask me, what would you say? If you were like going to walk up to that kid and say something, I would be like, if someone asks for help, yes. But if not, that's really something they have to come to on their own.
Like, could you at least like give them a hug? Would that even matter? Or no, I guess when they're when they're in that state, they're like, oh, you're giving me a hug because I'm so pathetic. Right. Like, there's nothing you can do. You can't touch it.
Yeah, like, I've been in that space where, you know, where like no matter what is being addressed to you, it just makes you like shut down. Like, if
what's
it's
being
like,
offered.
Yeah, it's like, hey, here's some like practical advice. You're like, I fucking can't do that. I can't do it. I'm useless. Or like, and then, yeah, it's just like, no matter what, it's going to be used against you. Mm, or like, you're like just like, you
spikes.
Can't receive it.
Like, yeah, you can't receive it.
And you it's know like, what's actually been helpful too is like meeting people who also do this and seeing them and being like, oh, dang. You never got to, like, so sad. Like, I'm sure I've talked about this before, but there's someone I work with who, like, I swear to God, is a plant from the universe that is like, Hannah Gelb, if you don't make your days and your time and your life your own, this is, like, what's going to happen to you.
Oh, man.
Like, and I one time she was, like, she was saying, like, this is, like, years ago, but she was saying, like, if I don't do this right, if I don't do this right, it's like, oh, yeah, there I go, failing again. Like, and I could tell that she was like, that's whatever think she like her. She's basically saying, this is what everyone here thinks about me. It's like she hadn't gone to that place where she could be like, I don't know what anyone is thinking. This, like, that is completely coming from me, and it's, like, not helpful.
Well, that, okay, so we can't talk to people directly because when they're activated, spikes are going both ways, in and out. They can't hear, they can't hear what's offered. They don't want the hug. But I don't know what anyone else is thinking is a really grounding, like, start, right?
Yeah, so it's like, totally.
If so, like, if two people are having a positive interaction in front of you and you feel yourself turning their positive interaction with each other against yourself, like, that's you on you violence, man.
Oh, it is for sure violence.
And you're, like, taking away their existence, too. Like, I guess that's something that, like, pisses me off. No. I guess, that's always what really, like, that's what, like, makes me feel unkind. You know, it triggers me because it triggers my neglect. Mm-hmm. Because I'm, like, that violence against yourself is so painful and so self-centered that you're just not even seeing my existence at all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it makes me, like, so I find, like, when I'm hearing these people on reality TV or, like, if I've encountered it out there in the world, like, I immediately am just like, fuck you, man. You know what I mean? Like, I just, like, I have a really unkind, I don't have a lot of sympathy for it. And I think I need more room for that. But I guess that to me, to, like, turn the whole world into a criticism on you is not only exhausting, but it's also, like, super narcissistic, you know? Oh, which is probably why it's on this Housewives show or whatever.
Well, but, you know, I mean, that's what, you know, that's unfortunately, I think that is a hallmark of depression. It's like, you know, one of my really good friends who is a social worker, she says all the time, like, trust. Why would you trust this one voice in your head and not trust the, like, 14 people in your life who are consistently telling you you're okay and you're capable and you're going to be fine? Like, why not trust those voices to be like, no, I know for sure the universe hates me. It is like, there's no, you're just not that important. Like, you can't. Like, you know, and it sucks because it sucks.
Right, because how do you tell somebody who's, like, who's, like, just, like, waist, neck deep in their own, like, self, like self-loathing? Like, honestly, man, like, nobody's really thinking about you right now. That it's like, oh, my God. Nobody's right. Even thinking about me right now. It's like, oh. So it really is, like, it's internal work, you know? Yeah. It's
I mean, and hopefully, honestly, I don't think. When you're in that place where I don't think anything can be done there, I think you just have to be like, I just have to ride this out until I see a little bit of light in the sky. Like, the, well, I just.
But you said, like, no, at that time, to, like, you were no on no, like, medication. You did no therapy, right? Like, at the time where that voice was, like, so loud, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like, if someone's listening to this podcast and it's resonating with them in some way, like, I mean, I think, like, we can validate, like, this is kind of insurmountable on your own because your voice is the one that's hurting you.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're in the place where everything is impossible, that's when you really need help. And, like, maybe that's not going to last. Maybe it's only, like, a down day, but it's like nothing. You can't do anything. There's no, don't hurt yourself more by trying, just, like, hold yourself in your hands and be like, I'm just gonna wait until I have a little bit of energy and then I will address this. Because let me tell you, like, trying to think your way out of your horrible depression is, like, not helpful. I've never been able to. It's
but then okay, let me I have a question then, because let's say being around people is what you normally is something that would help soothe as a balm to this terrible depression. But then when you're around people, you are flipping everything against yourself, regardless of whether or not has any, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, what do you do? You know, where you're like, God, I'm so depressed. I want to be around people. And then you're around people and you're like, oh, good. Let me weaponize all of their interactions against me.
I think you just have to wait until the right amount of weird chemical reactions in your body like alleviates your mood a little bit. You know, it's it fucking sucks.
If you know how to take care of yourself alone, like if you can soothe yourself, if you're at the point where you can take care of your terrible vindictive critic, if you can take care of that negative voice in solitude, like it's heartbreaking, but like, you know, you got to wait because you don't want to turn potentially positive outlets against yourself, right? Because then we repeat these cycles and these patterns, and then all of a sudden we are creating the narrative that hurts us.
Right. And you know, it's like your only job at that point is like just stay alive.
Stay alive.
Like that's your job. It's not, you know.
And, oh my God. Gelby. Huh. What are you looking for, Hannah?
Oh, I know. You're such a good... I'm looking for one of my favorite quotes from Rilke.
Okay, good.
Me and Hannah Hart both love, which I really like for times like these. Hold on one second.
Okay, can I say this thing while you search?
Yes.
So it's almost like when you feel like everyone's interactions with each other are reinforcing your worst beliefs about yourself, that is an indicator light that you need as much kindness and self-care and self-gentleness and positive self-talk and positive self-soothing as possible. It's like that's your indicator light. It's not that the world is against you. It's not that everyone is backhandedly criticizing you by complimenting another person. That's your indicator light that you're feeling really bad. So right?
Yeah, because there's just no reason why that should happen. Like, what's really wonderful for me, is that I think for the first time, probably in the past like 2 or 3 years, I've been able to, because before, the idea of not hating everyone who I perceive as better or more talented or more successful or whatever just seems so like impossible, and also, well, how am I gonna even know what I want or if I'm not reacting that way or something. And like, I feel like this maybe like 3 or 4 times I've been able to like actually let go of that need to be better or best or whatever as our beloved former first lady would say.
go on.
Her legacy was so great. To like, when you experience actually letting go of that and being able to like enjoy someone else's success, that feels so fucking good that you will not be able to believe you spent years of your life avoiding that shift because it feels so much better. It's like when you realize like, oh, I can just do an okay job and turn this in. It doesn't have to be perfect, and you actually get it done. That feels so much better than I didn't do it, but it's fine because I knew it wasn't going to be perfect. And that's so much better to not do anything that's not perfect. Like, you know?
Yeah, like you can spend time with people that like you respect, like, and admire without being like, well, every time I see them, I just feel so bad about myself. And it's like, well, are they being mean to you? Oh, no, it's just proximity to their glory in the face of my own wretchedness. And it's like, dude, God, nobody thinks you're a wretch, man. Like, come on now.
But also, it's very hard for, I feel like it's very challenging, too, for people like
No, that's the indicator light. That's the indicator light. Oh, to not just want to jump into their mud puddle?
Well, no, just because we're both, like, creative people.
Yeah.
You know, and it can be, I just think it can be, that's, like, something I know that, like, is an issue for lots of creative people. Like, comparing yourselves to other creatives, et cetera, you know? So... Oh, I found this quote finally. It is, let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final.
Oh, magnificent. And that actually segues brilliantly into talking about why playing the game of Tetris might be better for you than you even know. And we'll get into that right after this. Rilke quote again. Also saying Rilke quote, read that Rilke quote again is quite the tongue twister.
I shall. It is one of my favorites.
Okay.
Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final.
Mm. God, can you think of a better way to describe Tetris? Beauty and terror.
Dude, just keep going.
Keep going.
You know, you got some gaps in there.
Some gaps in there. You might not have gotten the piece that you thought you would. They're actually called tetraminos, by the way.
No, I did not know that. What? So that's so cool.
Somehow, if you're someone listening to this podcast, you're not familiar with what the concept of Tetris is. Tetris is a game of, I don't know how many shapes there are.
Yeah. Sorry.
A bunch of different shapes. And the object of the game is to fit them together in an even line. And then once that line exists, it disappears. So, you know, it transcends. It goes into a higher plane. And the object of the game is to make sure that you have enough space to keep going. Right. And so
really, we're all a piece in Tetris.
Dude, yeah, we're all our own Tetris board, you know? No, I'm serious, man. Okay, hear me out about the beauty of this, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we talk a lot about filling cups, right? Filling cups, very important. But to fill your cup, you gotta make space. So I look at the tetraminos themselves in our little stack. And they stack up against each other, and you're doing the best you can to kind of arrange things in a row so that will just pass over you. It'll just leave you, and you can retain your amount of space. But life, like Tetris, is full of challenges and bullshit, right? And so sometimes you stack something wrong in a terrible way, and then all of a sudden you have to work even harder to make that space. Sometimes you're so full that you can't make any space at all, and you just have to stop and start over, you know? And that's okay, because that happens sometimes. That's the under the gravity blanket, watching TV all day, holding yourself, just trying, like you said at the beginning of this, just and that's when you got to just try and live through that day, man, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I have to remind myself all the time to... Unfortunately, I don't live a life of leisure yet. So I'm just always feeling like I've got no space. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. There's too much to do. Everything has to be scheduled on top of each other.
I can tell outside your life, you don't have any space. Ellen, I was like, Hannah must be exhausted.
Oh, yeah. No, it's terrible. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, my gosh. Can I...
Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is something that is related.
Is it about Tetris?
Well, it's about space.
Good, excellent.
I was talking to my good buddies who I'm doing the artist way with, and they were like, you know, one of them was like, I see, they're both married and own homes, etc. So one of them was like, we see people once a month. That's good for me. That's good for me. And my other friend was like, yeah, after work I come home and I make food.
Yep.
And I don't know where I got this idea that I think I'm just, sometimes it feels like.
Dude, you just live in your hometown, Hannah.
You
live in your hometown, man.
you think that's it? That's the whole...
Do I think that's... Go listen to Hanalyze this season's 1 through 4. Yes, I think that's it. Are you kidding me? Ella had to, put such boundaries up because, she was seeing... Yeah, no, man. We see people, once or twice a month. Like, if we have, like, two back-to-back weekends with two different friends groups, but, like, during the evening, no fucking way. You kidding me? You kidding me?
I still have a hard time, like, really allowing myself to just, like, not...
Well, it would be real, like, Hannah, nope. If I lived in the same city as, like, everyone I knew, for the most part, and grew up with, yeah. It would be really hard to, like, say no all the time. Like, Hannah, of course it's tough. And, like, also, if you have, like, six different groups of friend categories and you're trying to do one social slot, then you're rotating that slot between groups of six? Like, that's really hard, Hannah. Like, give yourself, like, some... Like, you're doing your best because that circumstance is hard. It's not about you. Thank like, you, that's hard. Buddy. Yeah, no, yeah. Of course. And, like Tetris, you know?
Right. Sometimes it just feels like one piece, one tetramino is all you have. It's the only thing between you and the void, you know?
Yes, yes. You know? But, like, let's say you're not at the bottom, but you're like, oh, man, like, this is going to go badly. I just know it. That attitude won't help you get through a game of Tetris, my friend. You got to, if the big picture is so overwhelming, you got to scale it down and just look line by line. Don't try and think about how you're going to get yourself all the way back to the bottom, all the way back to empty. No way. You're just trying to take a little off the top.
You're just doing a little bit of little damage control.
Seriously. You know?
Yeah. Dude, I love Tetris.
Yeah, me too. If you guys want to watch and witness a transcendent Tetris experience, I really strongly recommend you go and check out Hannah Gelb's appearance on twitch.tv/thisheartdon'tmind because we played Tetris Effect and it was amazing. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot to it. Like, it really does help your reward center. But I also think that Tetris can be really helpful to people who struggle with perfectionism, you know, as I know many of our earbuds do. Struggle with perfectionism, that if you're not going to get it right perfectly, why even keep going? That's right. Because you have no idea what is coming around the corner. You don't know what piece is coming next. Just chill, man. Just take it little by little, line by line.
Right. Well, I think that's why I love games so much, is because that's a space where I'm, like, so comfortable. I can, like, mess up 18 times in a row and just be like, let me try this instead. And it doesn't feel like... I messed up because I'm so bad at this. It was just like, oh, let me try something else, you know?
Oh, man. And Hannah, I'm going to tell you something. There are people who don't have access to that feeling even through games. Straight up. So, like, I feel that way. I'm so grateful, you know? But some people are just, like, I can't. And then it's just like they stop. And then you're just like, man, that dude, like, that sucks. Like, yeah. I'm so grateful to games, to the concept of a game, for teaching me when I didn't know how that I can make mistakes and keep trying. And eventually I'll get somewhere different than where I was before. Maybe not, you know, like, I'm not saying perfect, better, best completion. I'm saying different.
Yeah. And what I love about games is also, like, like, in the same vein, is you can be, you know, sometimes you're like, God, I'm so stuck. And then you just start trying, like, the stupidest shit. But it always leads to what you need eventually. Like, you'll be like, that's why I had such a problem with the movie Ready Player One. Because he's like,
I never even saw it.
Well, okay, basically, everyone's like, how do we beat this unbeatable race? It's unbeatable, unbeatable. And then this one dude is like, what if I go backwards? And I'm like, any fucking real gamer would have already tried that. They would have been like, well, this ain't going to work, but I'll try it anyways because, Anyways, thank you
for coming to our TED Talk. Thank you for coming to our TED Talk. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Analyze This. If you guys want to check out this super cute mug that you may have seen today, you can go ahead and head to patreon.com/analyzethis, where you can see all of our new revamped tiers. We've got stickers. We've got bonus goodies. We've got things. And if you sign up at our lowest tier, our $5 a month tier, our one cup of coffee, one fancy latte, maybe a mocha even, a month split between two Hannahs, you know, one $5 yeah. tier, you'll be getting a sticker shipped by me, Hannah Hart. And who knows, there might also be a bonus goodie in there, like a no judging wristband, a pin. I got a room full of really beautiful memories all around me. Who knows what I'll put in there. So patreon.com/HannahLiesThis. And if you want to find more of Hannah Gelb,
you can find me on the Hannah Lies Twitter, which is Hannah Lies Pod.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have an Instagram also, which is also Hannah Lies Pod.
I mean, don't put all that pressure on yourself, Matt.
Okay,
you're right. All that pressure on yourself.
I would like to just drop one more experience, Hannah Gelb experience, which I hope is hopeful for the listeners. And that is kind of similar to letting go of needing to be better than everybody. I've recently noticed I've gotten better at, if I'm like drawing and then I start to have those thoughts that are like, wow, this really sucks. Have you ever thought about that? Like, this is kind of a piece of garbage. I've been able to like lean more into like, I'm just going to fucking mess around and see what happens. Like, instead of stopping or starting over, I'm just like, oh, I'll just go move my hand differently or move my hand faster. And like, being able to step, it's like
Tetris.
Walking out of a, it's like, well, first of all, it's like Tetris.
It is.
And it's like stepping out of a dark, dank closet into like a beautiful field of grass and flowers and possibility. It's like, we don't even know how imprisoned, it's like, we're like, perfectionism is going to help me be great. No, it's going to make you cranky and insane and miserable for 40 years until you can like, I mean, you know, it's so dumb. And I'm saying this as someone who suffers from it a lot. So I get it. Yeah, if you,
hell
there's
yeah,
hope,
dude.
Man, you can let go of that shit. You can,
there's
let
hope
go of it.
There's hope. You can let go of it in, yes.
Just remember, well, like, when in doubt, remember Elsa. Let it go.
I don't know, but see, I can use let it go destructively as in a signal to myself to withdraw, so it's a little touch and go for me.
Right.
I think
well,
we just say, just
discretion.
Remember Tetris, because you don't know the perfect plan, you know, just keep going.
Right, you don't know what pieces, well, they do show you one piece in advance, but you don't know all the pieces that are coming.
That's true. See, that's exactly right. If you guys have enjoyed listening to this podcast, you can get bonus clips and exclusive content over at patreon.com/HannahLiesThis for the low, low price of $5 a month. And thank you so much for being here, everybody. Thanks for being with us this week. And we will see you next week for more self-analysis and culture analysis. Just Hannah analysis.
Yeah, self-analysis. Oh, I love it.
Oh, okay, cool, dude. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, we'll see you later, guys.
We're waving.
We're waving. We're waving.
We're waving to each other. Bye.
Bye.